I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Happy Thursday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour Big Bang Barbecue. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City. Broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Fresno to Philly, Kalamazoo and Waterloo Way are on the air.
But they listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And as always, we come to you live for the Quicken Loans Studios, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Appreciate you carving out some time this morning. We hope to reward your loyalty. Good show coming up for you this morning. Next hour on the show, Tyler Dunn's going to join us. Feature writer for Bleacher Report has had a very interesting story pop this week on Bleacher Report about A.J. Green, the wonderful wide receiver for the Cincinnati Bengals. A.J. Green is convinced he is going to go down in history as one of the great wide receivers ever, and he believes he is guaranteeing he's going to be a Hall of Famer in Canton one day. Is A.J. Green's confidence overshooting it, or just a guy that we don't put in the same plane because he plays in Cincinnati? We'll talk to Tyler Dunn about a very interesting profile he did that's getting a lot of run today. Also, in the third hour of the show, the writer for GQ that did the Jalen Ramsey profile, which is everywhere yesterday and today, where the Jaguars cornerback took shots at just about every quarterback out there in the NFL, Clay Skipper. He's going to join us coming up in the third hour of the show. Also, we'll talk about that Jalen Ramsey interview again and whether it reflects the feelings of a lot of those Jaguars players in that locker room. Daryl Morey says that LeBron is the greatest of all time by a wide margin right now. Does Morey reflect changing LeBron narratives in the NBA? Would you use Elon Musk's electric car tunnel to get to a game? And an update after yesterday's PGP. Mraz has become public enemy number one here inside the walls of CBS Sports Radio. Unfair shots at Andrew Bogusch's career aspirations. Unfair shots at the work ethic of Jay Berman. Unfair shots at the network as a whole. And here we stand where there's a lot of friendly fire coming back on Mraz today. Very unpopular young man. We will discuss this coming up in about 35 minutes from now. I highly encourage you to listen to this PGP by downloading it, available on iTunes, permission granted podcast, as well as on our website, daoncbs.com. In fact, I might even suggest that during commercial breaks, you just peek in there a little bit. It won't take you long. This week's PGP, I went inside my controversial decision to hold a September wedding, and right after that, Mraz unloads in what I felt was very unfair on Andrew Bogusch and his career play-by-play aspirations. You can give that a listen because at approximately 40 minutes past the hour, we will delve into why everybody is so unhappy with Mraz within these walls. On all of these topics and more, you can hit me up on the phones at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. And on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. Hopefully you're watching the show. WatchDA.com on the simulcast. Let's begin with Ronald Acuna. He is one of the best young players in baseball. And what do I always say? It'd be great if the nation talked about baseball because guys were doing really well. But instead, we only talk about baseball when there's a controversy. And this case, yet again, baseball is the top of everybody's mind today for the wrong reason. It's the unwritten rule. Ronald Acuna is a young star, is a sensation for the Braves, who has hit a home run in five straight games. As a rookie, five straight games, five home runs, Ronald Acuna, rookie. So last night, the Marlins, where three of those five have happened against, decided, well, we can't let this happen again. But instead of pitching around him, instead of intentionally walking him, instead of somehow game planning him, instead of somehow pitching better, they decided to take the gutless route, which in baseball you are defended by. Unwritten rules. Hit him. And so on the first pitch of last night's game, the first pitch, the Marlins looked at Ronald Acuna, one of the best young players of the game, who has owned them the last three games and said, that won't happen again, so let's hurt him. We can't beat him, let's hurt him. They come inside on the first pitch and nail him on the elbow. And here is one of the great young players of the game, writhing in pain, down on his knees, holding his elbow, simply because the opposing team decided it would be better to hurt him than actually beat him. And the worst part about it is, there's people in baseball that believe, and Neanderthals that are fans and media, that this was the right move. It's where we begin. Your cold open.
The wine by Urania, first pitch, hit him. Uh-oh. Drilled him in the left elbow. Acuna walking in the direction of Urania, and now he stops. He's in a lot of pain. And now he'll turn and walk back into foul territory toward the Marlins dugout. And the Braves are coming out onto the field, and the Marlins are coming out onto the field. Brian Snitker's right in the middle of it.
You got a guy out there killing you. You've lost three games.
Right.
He's hit three home runs. You got to hit him. I'm sorry. I mean, people are not going to like that. But, you know, you got to hit him, knock him down. At least, I mean, seriously knock him down if you don't hit him. And you never throw at anybody's head. You never throw at anybody's head or neck.
Amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
That was Braves Radio and Keith Hernandez on SNY last night, calling the Mets game and responding to what happened against the Braves and the Marlins. Jeff Passan covers Major League Baseball as well as anybody that I know. And Passan responded last night with a tweet that I thought said everything. I love baseball, but man, it's a rotten, diseased game in some ways. Last night was why. Exhibit A. It can be a rotten, diseased game. Think about this in other sports. LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant. Drop a triple-double on you in the first three games of a playoff series. In game number four, at opening tip, you punch them in the face. We can't stop them, so we better send a message. Opening tip, nothing's happened yet. Punch him in the face. NHL playoffs, Stanley Cup final. Alexander Ovechkin scores goals in games 1-3. Game number 4, opening faceoff. You take your stick and slash him in the ACL. We can't stop Ovi. We better send a message, though, right now before this game even starts. Instead of game planning against that opponent and saying we can't let this happen again, you are admitting we are bad. We are not as good as you. We can't stop you, so we must be dirty. And that's an unwritten rule that people believe in. It is stupid, old school, moronic, Neanderthal, eye for an eye stuff, except you're not getting an eye. You just can't stop the guy because he's better than you. Ronald Acuna is sitting there in the batter's box and he's mashing you. And the only response you got is, well, we better try to hurt him. We got nothing else. Better try to hurt him. Man, intentionally walk him. Pitch around him. Throw 4 balls in the dirt. Hope that he chases. But you and your decision is throwing inside and plunking him in the elbow. And what's amazing is you will have fans that say, well, yeah, you can't let him be comfortable. Like Mraz will say, you can't let him get comfortable. Back him off of the plate. And yet here is one of his stars, Aaron Judge, who out with a wrist injury and a fracture in the wrist could alter the entire playoff race. If Aaron Judge had hit 3 home runs against the Red Sox in that series a couple of weeks ago, and in game number 4 on the first pitch, the Red Sox came in, fractured his elbow, and he was out for the final month, Mraz would be throwing a hissy fit. Oh, you couldn't beat him? Oh, you couldn't strike him out? You gotta hurt him? But instead it's, well, you need to send a message. No. If Aaron Judge hits 3 home runs in your ass, strike him out, throw around him, intentionally walk him. But intentionally hurting him, and don't tell me, well, we didn't mean to hurt him. You're throwing a fastball 97 miles an hour at a guy, and you think you're going to place it right in the meat of the rib area. We're just going to get him right in the meat. There's like a 4-inch square zone there where it's nice and tender. You could hit an elbow. You could hit a wrist. You could hit a hand. You could hit a hip. You could hit a rib. But at 97 miles an hour, we're just going to place it right in the meaty area of your tender little belly there. It's ridiculous. It's baseball idiocy. And passing is right. Baseball can be beautiful, but baseball is a rotten, diseased game in many ways. Last night, people going, yeah, that's the unwritten rule of baseball. Stupid. This is stupid. 855-212-4CBS. Twitter, DA on CBS. Yeah, because the Braves are in the middle of a divisional playoff race. And what I want to see is one of the best young hitters of the game, not at the plate. I want to see him out with a wrist fracture. I want to see him out with an elbow injury. I don't want to see one of the best players of the game actually mash because nobody can stop him. No, I'd rather see him injured so that a message could be sent. Luckily, the Braves are saying that Acuna is sore, but the x-rays are clean. But he's lucky. He got 97 miles an hour on the elbow. Yeah, it's good for baseball. It's great for baseball. Great young hitter. Every time he's up at the plate doing big things, team in the middle of a playoff race. No, but I'd rather see him injured and getting plunked because there's an unwritten rule. If a guy's really good against you, you got to try to injure him. Stupid. Bunk. Idiocy. Moronic. Dopey. Bozos. When we come back, would you take Elon Musk's electric tunnel to beat traffic at a Dodgers game? A smooth segue. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's new on CBS.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Throwback CBS tunes here on a Throwback Thursday. Thanks for being with us on the DA. Remember, you can listen to full episodes of the show at your listening pleasure on your schedule by downloading any of the iTunes downloads of full episodes. Go to iTunes, search DA and CBS. You'll find us there, also on our website, daoncbs.com. That's where you'll find full episodes. DA On Demand. Hit us up on the phones on a day where we're talking about the plunking of Ronald Acuna last night by the Miami Marlins. Also, Jalen Ramsey's comments turned some question marks inside of that Jaguars locker room. And Daryl Morey, Houston Rockets general manager, despite being spurned by LeBron this offseason, says that LeBron is the greatest of all time by a wide margin. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. Our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com, 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more. Car insurance. David's in Louisiana, listening on 100.7 to CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, DA. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Beam me up right quick so we can have this conversation.
You know it. What do you have for me?
All right, man. I can't deal with this whole freaking out about the pitching thing, you know, with Acuna. That's baseball. And Acuna's a rookie, correct?
Yeah.
All right. As a rookie, you have to learn to play baseball. You got to play in the major leagues. In my opinion, last night, he got welcome to the major leagues.
All right, what happens if that fastball, though, injures his elbow? What happens if it breaks a bone in his wrist?
Well, look, I'm a huge Yankees fan, just like Mraz. And I hate it that Aaron Judge is not playing right now. It kills me. But it's part of the game.
But that's a little different because Aaron Judge just gets injured over the course of playing. What happens if Judge was mashing and that was a retaliation pitch to his wrist that broke it? Would you still feel like, hey, man, that's just baseball?
I actually would, as much as I still hate it, because that tells me that Aaron Judge was getting to the other team to the point where they – and don't get me wrong, the Marlins did the wrong thing. They got frustrated and they went the wrong approach about it. But that is baseball. Like Keith Hernandez says, the pitcher's got to let him know, hey, this is my home plate, buddy.
Okay, I don't get why you would say it's the wrong approach and then say it's the right approach.
For the simple fact, the same thing with the Jalen Ramsey comments. I think you need to have more emotion to the game. And last night, whenever he got hit, they were playing in Atlanta, correct?
Right.
So you heard all the boos, you heard everything, you know, and I'm an old-fashioned person. I believe that any publicity is good publicity. We wouldn't be talking about the Marlins-Braves game this morning unless that would have happened, and that wouldn't have happened if Acuna wouldn't be in such a fantastic rookie, which is also a great thing. That's what I love about baseball. There's really a lot of players out there that are really stepping up to the plate. And
well, I would rather, though, talk about Ronald Acuna hitting a home run for the sixth straight game last night than talk about him getting plunked as the reason that we talk about it. I mean, I just don't understand how you can say it's the wrong approach by the Marlins, but it's just part of baseball, so that makes it right. I just don't think that makes any sense. If Ronald Acuna is injured last night, taking one of the Braves' best players out of a pennant race because he's too good. That's what you're saying. He was too good. He wasn't showboating. He wasn't shoving it in your face. He wasn't trash talking. He wasn't being disrespectful. He wasn't playing dirty. It's just because he's superior to you, he had to risk injury. That's what I don't understand. And anybody that says, well, it's just sending a message. Sending a message is the threat of injury. That's why it would be sending a message. You've got to back off the plate. You can't be comfortable. Thus, we got to get inside your head so that you fear injury. Because you're better than us, we have to threaten your safety. That seems totally ridiculous. He is better than the pitchers and the teams he is playing, and so the only retaliation, which is the right one in baseball, quote-unquote, is to threaten his safety. How could that be the right thing to do things, the right way to do things? 855-212-4CBS, the phone number, 855-212-4227, Twitter, DA on CBS. Let me ask you, you know these self-driving cars? You know these electric cars? I don't know if you've been in one. I have not, but they scare a lot of people. Understandably so. Robots driving my car? I don't know about that. But what happens if I could cut your traffic time to Dodger Stadium for a delicious Dodger dog?
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
From an hour to 4 minutes. Elon Musk and his company, the Boring Company, ironically, are building in the city of Los Angeles a privately funded tunnel. So they'll recoup all the costs. You won't pay a dime. It'll go from East Hollywood into Dodger Stadium. And that drive can usually take more than an hour in traffic getting ready to get to the game. And by electric vehicle, 4 minutes. 4 minutes. Now, they've got some rendition, some renderings of this car, and I don't see a driver in there. I just see people in like a passenger van with a vehicle that looks like it was in Tron. So I don't know. I don't think there's any actual drivers there. I just think it's kind of like an electronic shuttle, an electric car, bingo bango. It'll be called the Dugout Loop. And apparently, it could eventually move about 3,000 fans. Now, that's only a fraction of Dodger Stadium's capacity. So it doesn't sound like it's a widespread solution. But it would cost only about a dollar, they're saying, charging a fee of a dollar per person. Now, they're going to estimate it's going to take about 14 months to build it. It's about a four-mile tunnel. 14 months, so a little over a year. Now, the Los Angeles mayor says he's thrilled to have one of these privately funded projects because they've already committed about $120 billion for the 2028 Olympics when LA is going to host it. So this is kind of part of this, moving people to and fro. I like the idea of a tunnel. It's supposed to not mess up anything above ground, no construction delays above ground, no rerouting above ground. This is good. This is good. Only below ground, fine, moving people. But number one, I mean, glad it's privately funded, but you're only moving 2,000 people to a game? 2,000 people? That's like as many people that's waiting for a hot dog during any inning break. I mean, that's the amount of people that feels like you need a little bit more than that. Number two, the self-driving vehicles, I'm still a little leery on. Mraz, you get inside of a self-driving electric vehicle in a tunnel. I think maybe I'd feel better in a tunnel because there's only one way to go.
Or into the wall.
You don't have to worry about crossing traffic. But do you get on a self-driving car, electric car in a tunnel, the Elon Musk tunnel to get to a Dodgers game?
I'm being serious. I might be the last citizen left on this planet that will ever get in a self-driving vehicle. The self-driving Ubers, self-driving anything. I don't trust it at all.
You ain't doing it.
At all. Not a chance in the world.
This is going to save you 1 hour of commute time to a Dodger game.
I don't care. I will risk the hour to save my life. I'm not doing self-driving. Can't happen.
But what happens if there's 10 years of the Dodger electric tunnel working without a crash? You still will not trust
it. There's got to be one eventually.
You won't trust it.
Won't trust it. I'm telling you, I've looked into it. I didn't like the whole idea of self-driving, share-lifting cars. Not doing it in a tunnel either. A tunnel, you go right into the wall, that's it, decapitated. Bang.
Share-lifting. Is that what we're calling Ubers?
What do you call it? Ride-sharing?
Ride-share.
Ride-share.
Share-lifting. Almost like it's a chair-lift.
You know what I meant? The ride-share. I can't do it.
Well, but here's the thing. you don't trust electronic drivers, automatic drivers, self-driving cars because there's human drivers out there that could screw everything up. But if it's all automatic drivers, then it would be safe. So if you're in a tunnel and it's all automated...
We see computer glitches every day in every way of life.
We see human glitches every day.
You're right, but give me... I still trust a little manpower behind the wheel, not a computer. I'm telling you, I can't do it.
Why do you trust human glitch over computer glitch?
Reaction time.
A computer would react way quicker than a
human. I don't know about that. Computer may not know what's going on before it's too late.
It knows.
Human's
going to
step on the brake.
Look, you're dumber than every computer ever built.
Well, I mean, everybody's technically dumber than every computer, but there's certain tangible stuff you need.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like
a real
man. I
need fingers behind that steering wheel. I don't even put my car into cruise control. I don't like that either.
You're scared of cruise control.
I am scared of cruise control. Drove down to AC the other day. I refuse. Wife's yelling at me the whole way. Just put it in cruise control. Not a chance.
Why? What do you think is going
to
happen?
I don't know. Accelerate on its own. Drive off to a ditch. I don't know.
Well, cruise control definitely doesn't drive off into a ditch.
I know, because it doesn't control the steering necessarily, but anything could happen. I don't trust computers behind the wheels of cars.
You're like Bud Selig. I'm not getting an email address. I don't trust these computer robots.
It scares me. I'm telling you. I'm not doing that into a Dodger game. I'll wait the hour.
855-212-4CBS, the phone number. Would you take self-driving electric car in an Elon Musk tunnel to a Dodger game to save an hour? It's an hour of drinking time. Hit me up on Twitter, DA on CBS. When we come back, yesterday's PGP was an explosive one. Mraz questioning the career aspirations of Andrew Bogish, hammering the work ethic of Jay Berman, which has made him public enemy number one here inside the CBS Sports Studios. We'll detail this next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
It's the show about the show. Here's the best of this week's Permission Granted podcast.
Avoid weddings in football season.
It was not my first choice. It's just the way the cards were dealt.
I mean, I have skipped.
I made the best out of the situation that I had. It was all that I had.
I skipped my wife's grandparents' 50th anniversary party for football.
Well, you're a sicko.
And I'm making sure I'm there for your wedding. So I just, you know, I want that note.
I like how today on the show, we went from why is Bogish missing my wedding to... I just want it known, D.A., I'm making your wedding because I'm a good friend.
Well, you know, if you're going to call Bogish out for not making it, there's priorities here.
Download the PGP today on iTunes and play.it or listen at daoncbs.com and the show's Facebook page, ZapZap.
PGP has been released, and it's caused all types of controversy here inside the CBS Sports Radio walls. Welcome back, D.A., with you. Here on CBS Sports Radio, download the PGP by going to iTunes, search Permission Granted, also on the website daoncbs.com. Would you take a self-driving bus, if you will? It's kind of like a cargo van, seemingly. Elon Musk is now going to build an underground tunnel. I guess that's redundant. Aren't all tunnels underground? A tunnel from East Hollywood to Dodger Stadium, supposedly cutting down traffic that could take you an hour to get to the ballpark down to 4 minutes for only $1 per person. And it's a self-driving vehicle. Looks like one of these bad boys from Tron that seats like 10 people in it. Courtney, the first lady of Trash Tuesday, tweets, I have easily wasted entire days of my life waiting in traffic for Dodger games. I am all ears about this car. Hashtag beam me up. Samuel tweets, no way I would take an underground tunnel anywhere in California. One word, earthquake. Alan, he also agrees with that, tweets, DA, not me in Cali, no way, not with earthquakes. Dixieland Dan tweets, you mean to tell me the laziest employee at CBS Sports Radio won't take the easy way and not have to drive and ride in an automated train? That's whack. That's the great irony here. Mraz, king of laziness, wants to do more work to get to a ball game. Hugo tweets, I'm with the pig. I don't trust it. Get him out.
Get him out.
You're proud that you're now just considered?
Just like Fat Albert yesterday. Now I'm just hashtag the pig.
I hit dingers. Dan tweets, oh, so Mraz trusts human errors more than computers. I work at a body shop fixing cars all day long. I see the stupidity of some people behind the wheel. Computers are way safer, but I need people like Mraz to keep me in business. Hashtag the pig. So, that PGP followed up a conversation that we had on the air about Andrew Bogish perhaps missing my wedding because he was going to have to be scheduled for a Delaware Blue Hens football game telecast. He is the voice of Delaware's Blue Hens football, I believe, on Comcast Mid-Atlantic or something. There's three games a year football-wise that Bogish now calls for the Delaware Blue Hens. And Delaware, by the way, is one of the better teams in FCS. And it's a big population area, Delaware, Philadelphia, Baltimore. So these get some good eyeballs. And Bogish has aspirations of doing play-by-play full-time. So I understand it. I get it. Look, I scheduled my wedding in September, which unfortunately for a bunch of my friends in sports media, specifically guys that play or do play-by-play for football games, won't be able to make. But I realized that when I had to make a very difficult decision. All timing. Life is about timing. So when Bogish came to me very earnestly and said, hey, I just want to let you know, I don't know if I can come because they haven't finalized which games that we're broadcasting for Delaware. I said, I don't mind. I totally get it. I am totally supportive of somebody following their dream. It's what I did. I'm totally supportive. So if you got to miss it to call this game, I totally get it. Mraz, on the other hand, being a soulless type of peer, has trashed Bogish for trying to follow this dream of his. What Mraz said on the PGP yesterday has most of the newsroom irate at him because, as you might imagine, we work in a business where you have to follow your dream. This is not about the money. It'll never be about the money because the hours stink. The money usually stinks. The pressure stinks. The vacation time stinks. You got to do it for the passion. And so this is an entire newsroom that is in this because of their passion and their aspirations and their dreams. And Mraz crushing Andrew Bogish.
The breaks haven't happened, and there's going to have to come a point in time where if the breaks haven't happened by this date, unless you're doing it for fun, then why are you doing it?
Okay, so wait a second. So what do you think Bogish should do? Stop doing play-by-play and only do updates?
Yeah, I mean, unless he's that hard-pressed for money. I don't know his financial situation.
You think he should just do updates?
Yeah, why waste your week? You got kids growing up. Hang out with the kids.
It got way nastier, way uglier, as Mraz took pot shots at the level of play-by-play Bogish has accomplished, even suggesting that when he calls Fordham games, he does it for free. Because as he said, Fordham says, oh, Michael Kay can't do it, Ryan Rucco can't do it, let's call that Bogish guy, he'll do it.
And I'm sorry, you know, they're not going to hire a 60-year-old guy to jump on the NFL for the first time.
Well, he's only 40, he's not even 40 yet.
Clock's ticking. He's a decent-looking guy. How long is that going to last? He's already starting to creep on his hair. Sean McDonough was doing a World Series at 23. Bogish is still doing Verizon Fios women's lacrosse.
I just found it to be such an unnecessary pot shot and low blow, and I'm not the only one. Mraz not only took a hatchet to Andrew Bogish's level of accomplishment at his age, but also took a shot at Jay Berman. What about Berman?
Berman's given up on life anyway. That's the worst example. He's given up on updates. That's his only job.
This has made a lot of people very unhappy around here. Now, let's start with Berman. You thought Jay might have been lightheartedly jabbing back at you, but you found out he was actually very serious, that he was upset at you.
Yeah, he sent me a text last evening and said something to the effect of, I've given up on life, huh? Wow, you're a real P.O. something, put it that way.
Mm.
I texted him back, LOL, it was funny, right? Not kidding this time, you've crossed the line, that was a low blow, was his response, which prompted us to go back and forth for about 3 hours before we can get an understanding with each other.
Joey Waller weighed in the author of Breaking Bad News on Twitter and said, I'm in no means defending Mraz's comments about Bogish and Berman, but that's him. Brutal honesty and what makes him him. Part of the Sean Friend package you sign up for is this. He pontificates, it offends. He claims he's joking, but I don't think he means to hurt. I don't think you mean to hurt either. I just think you don't care that you hurt.
No, I just think if you know me, you know that, you know, ultimately I'm lighthearted. I might say some things that are offensive, but you know I'm deep down, I'm kidding.
Right? Like, I don't think you're kidding.
I mean, part of me is kidding. I mean, if Bogus really has this dream, chase it till the day you die. I would be remiss. My point is, if you start missing big functions in life to chase down a dream that's not happening or developing, it would, I think, be a wake-up call to anybody.
Kenny Brock tweeted, if Bogus doesn't go full DeAndre Hopkins on Mraz, which means throwing down in a fist fight, when he gets back from vacay, my opinion of him will go into the crapper. Kenny Brock is suggesting outward violence towards you.
Shocking. See, he's really still celebrating that Super Bowl win. Maybe he's got the mad crow disease.
Now, Bogus has now also admitted on Twitter that his relationship with you, this is rock bottom. This is as low as it's ever been.
Do you think he's serious?
Well, in his mind, he's gone and you're taking these pot shots at him. He can't even defend himself.
I can't help when he's gone. The shots presented themselves.
Yeah, but you took your chance right now when he actually is not around.
Listen, if I'm open and I have a shot, I have to take it. It doesn't matter who's out on injured reserve.
I think you're very crass. I think you have a huge ego. I think you look down on people. And I think you don't mean to hurt, but by all those other traits, you do hurt. I mean, Bilotti, words can hurt.
They can, and he has a way of presenting things in a very poor manner.
That's right.
So, like, if you want to make the case that, hey, Bogus should get on a different track with his career or with the play-by-play duties, present it in a different way. But Sean presents it in a very piggish way. So, you know, you can't blame anyone for being mad at him.
Yeah. I think that's a good way to put it. He is not diplomatic. He does not know how to say things gently. And he likes to take crass pot shots at people.
I might take crass shots, but I also send a lot of praise. On that PGP, if you listen, I praised him over and over again for his ability.
But
it just hasn't developed.
It's a backhanded compliment.
No, it's a genuine compliment.
You are saying he's very good at what he does, but you're only calling Verizon Fios women's lacrosse game, so take a hike, bro.
Oh, that's a shot at management across the country for not realizing how talented Bogus is.
It's management that you were taking shots at.
Well, I think in general, Bogus is very talented and deserves
credit. It did not sound like a defense of Bogus at all for those 20 minutes you were trashing his career aspirations.
I mean, you know, fake narratives here, but a lot of fake news. I think Bogus needs to approach the way he, if you will, puts himself out there more, but I think there are people, I hope that PGP goes viral, and it gets a lot of executives, you know, who is this Bogus guy? I think what I have just said in many ways could raise the stock of Andrew Bogus.
You're unbelievable. Now taking credit.
Here he goes. He wants to be his agent.
Yeah,
he wants to make the pitch and get the 10% if Bogus gets signed.
I trashed him for 20 minutes, but I said he's also talented, and so now I've made him better. It's like booing Giancarlo Stanton.
There's always got to be motivational tactics, D.A. I've learned from the best. Unless you're doing it for fun, then why are you doing it?
You can download the PGP by going to Permission Rated Podcast on iTunes or listening DA on CBS.com. Tom is next up. He's in Michigan. What's going on, Tom? Good morning.
Good morning, DA. Mraz is a despicable human being, so I'm going to want to discuss that I agree with him that I would never trust a self-driving car. I do have an example for you, but I do trust your transportation device not to turn me into the human fly. Can I get a beam up?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Thank you. It's much more comfortable up here. So I had a nice car, and I was driving down the road, and I came up at about 60 miles an hour to an abrupt rise in the road elevation. I was coming up on a hill, and the car thought that I was going to crash into a wall, and it set off all kinds of alarms and bells and lights. And if it had braked for me, the person behind me would have slammed into me and would have caused an accident. That's just one of three examples I have with that vehicle. That being said, I'll hang up, listen to what you got to say.
All right, bud. I've been in one of those vehicles as a rental car where all the bells and sirens go off when you're going to back into like a garbage can or into an intersection or into a wall. And I like that. Helps me. Oh, wait a second. I got to stop here. I've never done the self-driving where like it automatically locks the brake. I've never done a self-driving car. So I don't know the layers of this, but in my estimation, with this Elon Musk tunnel, it feels safer than just driving a normal electric car, self-driving car, because there's no human involvement. If all of the trains are on a track and they're all automated, then what do I got to worry about? I'm worried about cars and humans intersecting with drivers and not robots and robots. When we come back, does Jalen Ramsey speak for the rest of the Jags locker room?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.